producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about today. You know, this is really interesting, okay? You know, I don't think we do enough for our veterans and for our wounded soldiers. We really don't. And it's frustrating that sometimes it takes, you know, decades, after wars happen, for us to even, you know, jump in and you know, come up with something. Well, apparently what's happening is you have soldiers that unfortunately have lost or wounded their generals in these explosive devices, et cetera. And Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, all right, has a penis transplant that will work to help wounded U.S. troops. This is a phenomenal procedure that they could do, which is something that, and you know, people always kind of giggle about penis transplants, and I told you the story of how, you know, I got in trouble in medical school because I, you know, was expecting, you know, to see an actual organ there, and I'll tell you the story again, but I, you know, made like, you know, one of the biggest blunders, obviously, in medical school because, you know, the surgeon's yelling at me to, you know, get him the, you know, implant, and I couldn't find it. All I saw was some plastic there. And, you know, patient's, you know, sitting there under anesthesia, and he's yelling at me, and I'm like, I don't see it there. I don't really see where the organ is. And so a lot of people, you know, they have this image in their mind of what exactly is supposed to happen with these. But it's an extremely important surgery that has now, I guess, been perfected even better based on data from the Department of Defense Trauma Registry. Apparently, there are 1,367 soldiers that have, unfortunately, I really am sorry, we are having some major electrical issues here. 1,367 who have suffered wounds on their genitals during the Afghanistan or Iraq wars from 2001 to 2013. These soldiers are mostly under 35 years old. They lost one or both their testicles, some even their penises, to improvised IEDs, explosive devices, or homemade bombs. So not only is losing a limb and seeing your comrade die, but these quote-unquote hidden wounds that you don't hear a lot about are affecting genitals. And, you know, we talk about how we need to help our soldiers from a post-traumatic stress disorder perspective and, you know, help them, you know, reintegrate into society. You know, that's very, very difficult to do when they lost what makes them fertile and what many men feel is making them a man. And they have to deal with the stigma, the shame, the embarrassment. Dr. W.P. Andrew Lee, plastic and reconstructive surgery chairman from Johns Hopkins, says these genitourinary injuries are not things we hear or read about often. Of course not. And they're very devastating to our wounded warriors. So, you know, we're going to be talking about what they have. I really need to apologize. This is really embarrassing. I'm just, like, not having any electrical sort of cohesion here. This is ridiculous. So I apologize. All right, let me see what else we have. That's down. What else do we have? We're going to be talking about, I apologize, we're going to be talking about some natural approaches to chronic pain relief because a lot of you guys are not being able to get your pain pills. We are coming up on now the heavy holiday time. And many of you are being told that your doctor will not see you until the end of the year. You are being told, sorry, not until 2016. You guys are running out of your medicines. You're running out of medicines for your blood pressure. You're running out of medicines for your diabetes. You need to travel. And you have pain issues. And so what are we going to do? How are you going to make sure you're covered through the holiday season? We also have a way to test if your child has autism. There are apparently 5 telltale warning signs on if your child has autism. We've reviewed these before, but I like how it's delineated in this article, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how if you sprint, you know, run in place or exercise heavy for 5 minutes, it could be just as beneficial as 45 minutes of regular jogging. So many of you are like, wait a second here. I don't have time to work out, you know, 5 hours a week. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. It's just not going to happen. Well, what if you do some heavy-duty 5-minute sprints of exercise throughout the week? That may actually be pretty good. This is kind of a very squirmy type of subject. We have our hosiery, our tights, our nylons breeding bacteria and fungus. Okay, are we washing our tights like we're supposed to? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we have an interesting study, too, which I always seems to bring up some debate. Do men have a better sense of direction than ladies? Well, I guess researchers found that they do. They say men do have a better sense of direction than women do. Oh, hell to the no. There is no way my husband is better. I find these things all the time. Apparently, researchers scanned the brains of volunteers during navigation tests. They found men are more adept at finding their way 50% of the time. Yes, they use directions, but they have a separate part of their brain that navigates. If women were given testosterone, they were found that they navigated better. Are you kidding me? Navigate this. Now, anyway, they used 3D goggles and a joystick, and a total of 36 participants, 18 men and 18 women, had to orient themselves in a large virtual maze while functioning images of their brains were continuously recorded. They used an MRI scanner. They were given 30 seconds for each of the 45 navigation tasks. One of the tasks, for example, was find the yellow car from different starting points. Men solved 50% more of the tasks than women. Oh, I did not need this study at all to come out. Not now. Mm-mm, don't let my husband hear this. According to lead researcher Dr. Carl Pinska from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology, men use cardinal directions, the use of north, south, east, and west during navigation, but women have different strategies. And they usually orient themselves along a route, like go past the hairdresser, go up the street, turn right. That kind of thing. What? They also say men use their hippocampus more. Oh, I bet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us again on social media if you can. We really do appreciate it. All right. So, you know, we're talking about pain and how many of you guys are not getting access to your doctors at the end of the year. You have trips to go on, and it's getting cold, and it is getting more, your joints and your back are getting stiffer and more inflamed. We had Cindy from SacroWedgie.com on in the previous hour talking about her product, and I asked her about, you know, using it on the plane. Many of you guys were on plane, you know, flights for about 5 hours at a time, 5-6 hours at a time. Then you got layovers, then you have to sit around an airport, and then back again, you know, in a plane. You know, can you use the Sacred Wedgie for that? And she said you can't. Absolutely. But it's very, very frustrating. This time of year, very stressful. And, you know, when I'm not feeling good, I want to lie down. I don't want to sit. And I especially don't want to sit in an airport. And, you know, many of you, you pack your medications, but then you lose them. Or something happens when they're on the, you know, going through the security checkpoint. You know, your purse is supposed to be upright, but then it lies flat, and then things roll all over the place, and somebody probably grabs the prescriptions that fall out. And it just, you know, that is not how I want you guys to be managing your pain, where you have to depend on having a prescription nearby. And many of you don't think your medicines are going to last this holiday season, which is a shame, and it's a very, very scary thing to feel. It's very, very frightening and uncomfortable and vulnerable feeling when you think you're going to be running out of your medicines. So what I want you to do is start saving up a little bit. Right? If you don't have to take 4 pain pills a day, I don't want you to. Hopefully most of you guys are already under the care of a pain specialist, or depending on what's hurting, that person is taking care of you, whether it's a chronic abdominal pain or chronic endometriosis, so you have a gynecologist, or a knee orthopedist specialist if it's chronic knee pain, if it's chronic back pain. But I think the two most underutilized modalities out there and things you could use are ice and heat. All right? I am sure you could get permission on a plane to have an ice pack, right? And keep that ice pack cold. And they have ice on planes, too. You could bring the bags. You could bring a particular sort of ice holder. They have, like, these rubber type of things that you could fill up with ice and, you know, use it as an emergent ice pack. But I would do that. All right. If you think you're going to be on a 5-hour flight, or, you know, you're at work and you're uncomfortable, but ice seems to help you, ice. All right. Cover it with a towel, place it on the area for about 15 to 20 minutes every hour, and it's work. It works well. It decreases inflammation. It decreases pain. It decreases swelling, and it's a lifesaver. You know, even for headaches, many of you guys with headaches, you know, use some ice. You got to be very careful applying it directly to the skin, but it's something that I think is really underutilized, okay? And a lot of you are like, well, I don't have time to apply ice. Actually, you do. You don't know how easy it is to apply ice. Another real easy thing to do is to take a bunch of frozen peas, and you can bring frozen peas onto a plane. Bring some frozen peas. You can have a letter from your doctor if they're wondering, why are you bringing frozen peas on a plane? All right, and then they're going to stay cold for a good few hours and then throw them out. They shouldn't be too expensive. But some of these big jumbo bags of frozen peas, once it starts to defrost a little bit, you can kind of move it around, and it'll conform to your body and conform to what needs to hurt. And it works. This stuff works. Heat. Another thing that is underutilized, these little heating pads. Maybe you could have like a battery-operated heating pad or something on a plane or at work, etc., if you don't have a plug nearby. But it helps decrease pain. It helps decrease muscle spasms. And you apply it just like you would ice for 20, 30 minutes at a time. But do that every 2 hours. With the ice, I would probably say sometimes with the ice you need to apply it longer, like maybe every hour, but with the heat, every couple hours. And then, you know, massage. Massage is great. Hard to do on a plane, but for those of you suffering with pain and, you know, you're not traveling, I think massage is awesome. And, you know, you don't really hear about a lot of mishaps or risks with massage therapy as long as they're not going too deep, okay? And, or, you know, trying to mess with some of the bones, etc. But most massage therapists, they know exactly what they're doing. And massage is a great way to relax muscles and decrease pain. I'm also a huge fan of physical therapy, right? Physical therapy is one of the best things you could do for any knee or back or joint that doesn't need surgery, that is, stiff, has less mobility, deals with often on swelling and with lack of strength. Physical therapy works. And you know, I know a lot of you guys quit physical therapy for a variety of reasons. I understand there's co-pays with it. I understand going 3 times a week is pretty expensive. That's difficult. I get that. It's high maintenance and you have to work a lot with it. But many of you guys, you know this stuff works. You know it works. It's just, it's easier to take the pill. All right? My job is to make sure those pills last and those pills work. It kills me to think that somebody has to take Lortab or a Norco 10 because the 5 doesn't work anymore. Well, it doesn't go stronger than 10. And yeah, there's some fancier, heavier medications out there, but they're harder to get. and you can't get a lot of them. And you're not supposed to be on them long term. So how do we get you back to the point where you could take a 5-milligram Norco and it'll cover you and it'll help you sleep? All right? We got to do the heat. Maybe we got to do some massage therapy before you go to bed. Do some of your physical therapy. Now, also, a TENS unit is great. This helped me when I was in labor. My husband brought his TENS unit, a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulator. It's portable, it's pocket-sized, it's battery-operated, and it attaches to your skin. He put it on the areas where I was getting pain. For me, I was also getting it in the back, but it really did help some of my contractions. Yes, I still, after 4 or 5 days of labor, had to give in and get an epidural, but it helped. It used little safe electrical signals, and it helped control pain. Sometimes we have spinal cord stimulators. It's an electrode that they actually implant near your spinal cord. It's a simple procedure. They use mild electrical signals that are safe, relax the nerves that can cause the pain. Drugs.com has a great segment on this, on non-pharmacological ways to deal with your pain. Aromatherapy works, people. It really does. There are scents out there that help you relax, relieve stress, decrease pain. There's oils, extracts, fragrances, flowers, herbs, trees, etc. You could inhale these during massages, use them during your bath, body wrap, facial, etc. Again, it's the practicality of that. Many of you are like, look, I'm on the run. When I have pain on the run, I got to pop my pain pill. And again, I don't like that because I don't want you driving with it on board. I don't like the idea of you possibly being under the influence because of these pain pills. But what if you're about to go to bed at night and you're like, there's no way I'm going to sleep, be able to sleep because I really need, you know, my pain pill to sleep. What about adding some aromatherapy before you go to bed? They say guided imagery is out there that teaches you ways to put pictures in your mind that'll make pain less intense. So it helps you kind of change the way your body senses and responds to pain. I really believe that you can manipulate your mind to the point that you don't feel something. I really do. I mean, because look at how, you know, you're eating something and you're expecting it to be chocolate, you know, because you're eating a bunch of chocolate chips while you're watching a movie, and then all of a sudden there's a pea in there. And you eat the pea, and a good 5 seconds could go by until you realize that wasn't chocolate. Right? Or you're eating chicken, you think you're eating chicken, and then all of a sudden, a few seconds into it, you're like, oh, wait a second, that was tofu. I really think you have the ability to do that. It just, it's not a science that's been looked at, and people are kind of afraid of it because they don't want to think they're, you know, manipulating your mind, and what if you can't bounce back? You know, like, people are always nervous about hypnotherapy, but I think there's a way to control the hypersensitivity that your brain has when it comes to pain and figure out how to dull it a little bit so you don't seem to be that much, have that much of a dramatic response. Laughter is great, okay? Laughter helps you get rid of stress, anger, depression, hopelessness. Seeing a funny movie, all right, works. Now, I know when I'm in pain, I'm like, don't make me laugh, don't make me laugh, it hurts, don't make me laugh, don't. Okay, but distraction is extremely important. Okay, and I strongly urge it. Music, absolutely. It increases your energy levels, improves your mood, but make it a good song. Crappy music really puts me in a bad mood. And then also music will sometimes release natural endorphins. Biofeedback is great. Biofeedback, there's a machine that I guess, you know, works with you and teaches you which muscle you could control and which muscle you could relax and how you're, teaches you how to sense that your body's relaxed. Biofeedback is great. And then they also talk about hypnosis as well. But acupuncture. Don't underestimate the power of acupuncture. I think a lot of things can be done from a pain perspective for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so here we go again. I wanted to give you this quick update. Johns Hopkins University will soon perform the first penis transplant in the United States, and the wounded soldiers will get to be the first patients. They say, according to the New York Times, that the first surgery could occur in just a few months. All right, these penis transplants are extremely important as people with these, as our soldiers are getting affected and losing limbs and body parts as they are touring and serving our country? And how do they come back and deal with the stigma, deal with the embarrassment, deal with the deals of infertility, the pain, etc.? I guess in the United States, they say that there is a need for penis transplants. Like I had said earlier, the Department of Defense Trauma Registry reports that 1,367 military servicemen sustained injuries to the genitals between 2011 and 2013 in Iraq and Afghanistan and alone. So, how they would do it is going to be described. Right now, they say it's going to probably be about a 12-hour surgery. That's according to John Hopkins. They say it's no small thing to reattach any organ, and sexual organs have added psychological implications. If the function and appearance is not just right, the recipient has to deal with implications of having a troublesome foreign object where his penis should be. So you can't just, put whatever and think that somebody's going to be happy with it. Same thing with women choosing to have, double mastectomy with breast cancer. Many are like, okay, well, why don't you just take off the one that has the cancer, and then they have one, good breast, and they could, use a prosthetic for the other. People take losing a limb or losing a body part very differently. And some may not be able to handle both taken off or one taken off, or, it's and you can't predict that until it's done. They talk about how many people having sex changes, many of them are going to kind of a period of disillusionment after it happens because it's different. They might have really wanted it, but the body doesn't like it. Some of you guys, when you were really, really little, you tried to sleep with a teddy bear because everybody was sleeping with a teddy bear or a cabbage patch or something. And you're like, well, I'm going to do it. Everybody has a teddy bear. Everybody sleeps with something. That's what we're going to do. And it's the coolest thing to do, so I could tell everybody that I sleep with my little snuggly whatever. And then you're in bed with it and you go, I don't like it. Okay, I don't really want this thing next to me. I don't like it. I know it's something I have to do. And you try mind over matter to want to sleep with that little teddy bear, and it just doesn't happen. Same thing with your pets. Like, well, I want to be the type of owner that can sleep with my pets. And then you're like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, mind over matter happens. And so, remember in 2006, there was a Chinese patient that had been the first successful recipient of a penis. 10 days after a physically successful surgery, he asked the doctors to remove it. He didn't want it. He's like, take it off. So, what I think is going to have to later happen is we're going to have to use our own stem cells, where we grow the organs, where it's our own stem cells, so the body doesn't subconsciously have this, get it out, it's foreign, I don't want it, get it out, take it off. And then sometimes with these penis transplants, it's what it is. It's a transplant of another man's organ onto you. Okay? Some men don't want that. They don't. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of time, and it's going to take a lot of empathy. I don't want to see jokes. I don't want to see giggles. Okay? Next, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say patients are less satisfied with doctors who prescribe less antibiotics. Oh, you think? This is a study coming out of Europe. And they say patients who go to the doctor sick with an expectation of getting antibiotics, when they don't, they're less satisfied with their care. Researchers at King's College in London found just over half of the patients were inappropriately prescribed antibiotics by general practitioners, like, for colds or flu or things like that. And so the doctors that are saying, no, we're going to hold off, okay, I don't want to give you an antibiotic, I don't think you need an antibiotic, patients aren't liking it. And they are getting drops in their satisfaction ratings. They say, although small-scale studies have shown that dissatisfaction about not receiving an antibiotic can be offset if the patient feels that they have been listened to or carefully examined. I don't know if that's going to work here in America. Further research is needed to determine if this will help in the real world of busy GP practices. So they looked at a bunch of data in 2012 from just over 1 million responses to patient practice patient survey, information on 8,100 general practice doctor offices, and the quality outcomes framework study. And they found that 33.7 million prescriptions for antibiotics were given to a registered population of 53 million patients and was the strongest predictor for overall doctor satisfaction out of 13 different variables. For every 25% fewer antibiotic prescriptions given by an office, the offices experienced a 3 to 6 percentile point drop in their national satisfaction ranking. So, the GPs are feeling pressured, okay? There's a lot of things that are pressuring us, okay? And pressuring you as a patient, okay? Let's say it takes an act of Congress for you to get time off work, and you have to put it in a week in advance, let's say, and you have to find your own coverage. So now, you have coverage for you being able to go to the doctor, all right? And going to the doctor is not a five-minute experience anymore. This could be a multiple-hour experience. So you go, you get into the doctor's office or medical provider's office, and you wait, and you wait, and you finally get back, and you know you're sick, okay? And you know it's going to get worse if you don't get something that you think you need. And the doctor looks at you and says, it's viral, drink some fluid, you could take some Robitussin over the counter, and if it gets worse, comes back. Or if it gets worse, come back. And then he leaves. And you're sitting there going, but I can't come back. I can't get coverage again. Look, I've been having this for days. Please treat me. The doctor walks out of there. You don't get to talk to the doctor back. And you're sitting, you don't get to talk to the doctor. And you're sitting there going, what do I do now? So many of you are incredibly ticked off and infuriated. And meanwhile, us doctors are being told, quit it. Don't be throughout your day writing antibiotics for people that don't need them. If they're having a virus, don't give them the antibiotic. So we're being yelled at on one end. Then we're being yelled at the other end by patients. And what's the right answer? Well, the right answer, believe it or not, I know it pains a lot of us, is not to take an antibiotic if you're having a virus. Now, what I do with some of my patients who I know and they promise they will not take the antibiotic is some of them want to have the prescription just in case. So if they do get worse. However, that's a very dangerous thing for a lot of doctors to do because the patient could just take the antibiotic anyway and then we're adding to antibiotic resistance. But if there's some of my patients who I know and I've been following for years, for 10 years, and you see that every December around Christmas time, they get sick and they get sick with the same thing and they haven't been on antibiotics all year long and you have taught them profusely what to look out for and wait, you know, the 5 day or 6-7 day mark in case it's viral, you know, et cetera. And, you know, and I feel comfortable with that. I'll write them something so they have it. Or one of my COPDers who I think is going to go into a COPD exacerbation, I make sure they have an antibiotic or you're diabetic, you know, and you're, or you're vulnerable patients. But, we write antibiotics all the time. All the time, and these things aren't working. I think there's a case I'm going to be talking about after the break where there's a superbug that not one antibiotic in the entire country, and this is in a European country, I think it's Denmark, I need to double check, not one antibiotic works against a superbug. This is some scary stuff. But what do you do when you can't go to the doctor, you don't have time to go to the doctor, and then you get worse, and you want to sue the doctor? You know, and doctors here have to show insurance companies that they have high patient satisfaction. Nobody's going to win. No one's going to win. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was right. It was in Denmark. Researchers in Denmark announced Thursday that they found several samples of E. coli bacterial that are resistant, E. coli bacteria, that are resistant to the antibiotic of last resort. And this is just 2 weeks after Chinese researchers revealed that they found a similarly resistant strain. That means this bacteria of E. coli, which is the probably the most resistant thing we have yet that we cannot fight, is now in two different parts of the globe. So, and to the surprise of scientists, according to statnews.com, it has been circulating in the Scandinavian country for some time. They found it even back in 2012. Scientists at the Technical University of Denmark's National Food Institute of Silborg and the State Serum Institute in Copenhagen discovered the presence of this new resistant bacteria by searching for it in a database containing the genetic sequences of about 3,000 E. coli samples. They ran the search after Chinese scientists last month reported finding a new colistin-resistant gene, the MCR1, in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases. Their search turned up 6 instances of bacteria carrying the MCR1 gene. They said they were not surprised, but they had hoped they would not see it. He suggested other researchers with similar databases should look for this MCR1. They said they should do it, and they should do it now. They're not messing around, people. This is some scary stuff. One of the Danish samples had been recovered from a man who had not traveled outside the country. The other 5 were taken from poultry imported from Germany. They do not know whether the poultry was produced in Germany or imported from a third country. So now that would then mean 4 countries possibly have this MCR1 that has occurred. And Chinese report mentioned 5 entries of these E. coli sequences from Malaysia in a European sequence database. Okay, so what does all this mean? Okay, it means we got resistant bacteria, and it most likely is around the world. Not to heavy degrees, but there are strains that have been identified. And the resistant bacteria that they were looking at in China were found in pigs, pork meat, and in a few people. So they want to act swiftly to contain the spread of this colistin-resistant bacteria, or we will face increasing numbers of untreatable infections. And we don't have, like, a laser that could blast out bacteria. Remember, when you have an infection, the infection could go throughout the body because you can't blast the body. You know, I mean, we don't have, you know, non-antibiotic types of treatments for these superbugs. Not anything that we could be using, you know, for the masses. So I'm frustrated by it. So, again, you know, this holiday season, okay, if you don't need an antibiotic, don't get one. If you think you do, get one. I don't want you running around getting sick for the cause, okay? When you have an infection, you got to get it treated. It doesn't help any of us you spreading strep pneumo or staphylococcus or E. coli. Get treated. But for the love of the Lord, if you're getting a couple little sniffles and you're a healthy person, don't run and take an antibiotic yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a lot of you guys don't have time to exercise. It's that time of the year where you're like, well, I'm not going outside because it's too cold. And, you know what? I'm allowed to get fat during the holidays. I'll just worry about it in January. Well, how are you going to worry about it in January? It's still cold then, too. Okay, and many of you guys come back from Christmas break and holiday break, and you got to be working. So, apparently there's a study that said, and again, please be careful with this, because if your hearts aren't ready for it, I don't want you doing it. But they say intense running for less than 5 minutes had the same effects for the heart and metabolism as 45 minutes of regular jogging. It led to loss of fat around the waist, as well as psychological well-being and sensitivity to insulin. And those carrying out a high-intensity exercise regimen were more likely to stick to it than people doing a moderately intensity regimen. Given that a high-intensity session takes half the time of traditional training, they think more of you guys will take up a high-intensity regimen. Again, please make sure your heart can handle it. Now, unfortunately, 50% of adults drop out of exercise programs within the first 6 months. The majority of the worldwide population fail to reach the recommended 150 minutes or more per week of moderate intensity exercise, and a lack of time is the most cited reason. Am I the only one that just looks at that in awe? Can you imagine back in caveman days, or back in the 1700s, or in the 1800s, or even early 1900s, that we have to actually prescribe exercise, okay, that we're not getting enough? I mean, you used to be on your feet and moving and working and hoeing and picking and hunting and gathering and baking and cleaning, okay, I mean, all day long. right, running around, getting to, you know, work and, you know, doing manual labor at work. Now everything's so digitalized, we're pushing buttons. It blows my mind that we have to actually tell our fellow humans that you need to exercise 150 minutes a week. And I have patients going, can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. How do you sit all week long? Doesn't anybody walk the dog? Nah, he runs around outside or he runs around in the neighborhood. Where's your, you know, morning stroll or your, you know, after work stroll or, and, you know, you can incorporate it with work, you know, walk around the building at lunchtime. You can walk around my building, do it a couple times. It's not a lot of exercise, but it's something. Anyway, so the high intensity group reported they did more exercise outside of the sessions and they kept this up at the 3 month mark. 80% of people stuck with the high intensity training plan compared to 60% of people doing traditional exercise. They saw 90 healthy inactive people age 18 to 60 randomly divided into traditional and high intensity groups for 10 weeks. The high intensity group followed a plan in which they carried out either high intensity sprints of 15 seconds with 45 seconds active recovery for 18 minutes. Sprinting for a total of 4 minutes and 30 seconds. See? That's it. 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Or they carried out 60-second sprints. I can't do it. I don't have time. 60 seconds with 2 minutes active recovery for 25 minutes, sprinting for a total of 9 minutes. Now, I know what some of you guys are going to say, okay, because you've told me this in my office. Dahlia, you said to do this at night. After I'm done, after dinner's done, kids are finishing up their homework, exercise at night. How do I exercise at night and then be able to fall asleep? I get that. I run into that same thing. I have to make sure I do my exercise before 9 o'clock at night. And still I have some trouble sleeping if I exercise. I get that. But you're going to have to figure it out. I mean, honestly, really, you can't come up with 4 or 5 minutes? See, I tell people a lot, just do 10 minutes. Yeah, you watch the news for 10 minutes. 10 minutes is not a lot of time. And you don't even have to do super high intensity. If you can exercise for 10 minutes a day, there is so much that could do. Patients or participants wore personal monitors to ensure when they were sprinting, their heart rate stayed at 90% of their age-specific heart rate limit throughout the workout. And then they compared to people who were cycling for 30 minutes, etc. Now, of course, you can't just do 4 or 5 minutes of exercise and expect that to work. But imagine how good you feel if you're already starting this. And then maybe you'll be like, okay, you know what? I'll extend it to a whole 6 minutes. Ooh, you devil, you. Yeah, 6 minutes. Wow. Then you expand it to 7. Go to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You're going to be more active. There was a Santa run done, sponsored by Fox 5 and benefiting Opportunity Village in my neck of the woods. Okay, some of you guys walked. I don't mind that you walked. I think that's great. Good job. Good job. I think one of my buddies, Jason Feinberg, made 6. He runs, so he's active. And you know, I don't care whether you jog or sprint or whatever, but be out there. Be active. And it doesn't have to be always in a gym. 1-877-DOCTALLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.